yes, you're not going to see me in the next season of Roadies. My husband wanted a different name and I wanted Gurik, and I was very certain that this is the name I wanted, but I never wanted to, like, any decision when it comes to our children. So whether it's schooling, whether it's, you know, plans, or whether it's holidays, or whether it's even names, like, it has to be either 50-50 or 100% of both of us in. I have these two munchkins who are at home and I want to spend all my time with them. And even if I think that something is mildly mediocre, I just feel that, listen, I can't do it because I can't leave them and go.
Koimoi.com.
In a way, Gurik has already made his debut, right?
You're the first one who actually said that. I've been saying it. I'm like, he's made his debut. I didn't even realize. I saw him and yesterday when I was pregnant. You know, the thing is also because I'm the mother, right?
Yes.
And when I would see my pregnant belly, that time when I was shooting, I didn't know what I was expecting, you know, what he'd be like, what we'll name him and all that. And then when I saw him and I was like, that's my baby boy. He's on camera. He's there.
That's so cute. But talk to me about the name. How did it come?
Gurik?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think I kind of, it stayed in my head. I heard it somewhere and then I started to see the meaning. It means one with God, like Guru Nal Ik. So Gurik.
Yes.
And my husband wanted a different name and I wanted Gurik. And I was very certain that this is the name I wanted. But I never wanted to, like, any decision when it comes to our children. So whether it's schooling, whether it's, you know, plans, or whether it's holidays, or whether it's even names. Like, it has to be either 50-50 or 100% of both of us in. And it took Angad time. Like, he liked another name and then he liked another name and we were actually going to go register a different one. And finally, like, we couldn't make it. And then I think he was traveling and then he came back 5 days later and then he was like, you know what? I love Gurik. We're going to spell it with a Q and we're going to name our son that. So yeah, it's unusual. It's nice. And like, you don't know where it's from, right?
Yes. It's beautiful. The name, it's unique.
Thank you.
Yeah. So somewhere in an interview, you also spoke about how a few filmmakers or producers dropped you because you were pregnant.
Yes.
Now that you are back in full force, tell me, do you plan to go back and work with them?
I'm happy to work with anyone who's making good cinema. And I also have mentioned that filmmakers have dropped me or did drop me from what I was doing with them when I went back and disclosed my pregnancy, because physically, they didn't want me in that shape and my character didn't demand it, or maybe they didn't want to change anything or tweak anything, and they wanted to work around something else. So, I mean, you know, it's their choice. But Behzad was brave enough to take that risk. And I think in the film, in totality, it adds such a great layer
to the part.
And will I go back and work with those makers again? Absolutely, I will. Because those were the choices I'd made before my pregnancy. And those are the choices that I wanted to work with them, and I did it. And, you know, at a personal level, when you know, you want to take a certain path and it doesn't work out professionally, it doesn't make you a bad person, or it doesn't mean that you don't want to work with that people, with those people. It's just, you know, maybe a delay in you coming together with that director, and it's going to happen sooner or later, I think.
That's true. But there's one more thing that has left Fran's heartbroken. It's your exit from Roadies. I want to know, why was that? And
there's very little that I'm going to say over here. The only thing I'm going to say is that, yes, you're not going to see me in the next season of Roadies.
Oh, that's it.
And yes, I loved the show. I loved being a part of it. And I think some of the best experiences and the best adventures and the most amount of love I've received in my life is by being on the show. And I'm so attached to everyone, even now, the team, the gang leaders, you know, all the contestants that have come and gone. They've all been in touch. And but this year, you're not going to see, if I may say, most of us or all of us.
Oh, but there were these comments on the internet which said that, is it the end of the craze for the show? Because Sibiri Tranvijay or you guys are synonymous with Roadies, right? So is it the end of the craze? What do you feel?
It's not. I mean, now of course there's Sonu, and he's wonderful, and you know, he's a very dear friend, and I'm very, very close to him as well. So never say never. That's all I can say.
That's amazing. But I want to take you back to an interview I did with you last year during Daily. And you told me how women in the business have to make work for themselves, have to produce work for themselves. It's not easy. Are things changing?
I mean, people are more open to collaborating, and whether it's getting women in the lead. I mean, look at the year we've started off with. There's been Gehraiya, there's been Loop Lapeta, there's been Badhai Do, there's been a Thursday, there's been Gangubai. So, you know, like the year that we've had is just, it's incredible. And I'm so proud of, like, you know, how the world is becoming sort of gender neutral in more ways than one, and as is the film industry. So yeah, it's getting better. It's getting much better. Even from the time that I was pregnant for the first time, where I was creating my own podcast, to like creating work for myself, to now, you know, people being open to, like, you know, casting someone who's 8 months pregnant. I don't think it's ever happened in the film industry that someone who's 8 months pregnant has been cast as an 8 month pregnant person.
That's pretty amazing. Before I let you go, tell me what's ahead and what kind of work are you looking for right now?
I'm not looking for anything that doesn't quantify me leaving my kids and going away. So my kids help me make the right choices. And I'm looking for great work, because personally, I have these two munchkins who are at home and I want to spend all my time with them. And even if I think that something is mildly mediocre, I just feel that, listen, I can't do it because I can't leave them and go. So I'm looking at fun things to do. I'm looking at, I've never done an OTT show, never ever. So I look forward to doing one, or signing one, or closing in on one before, you know, sooner than later. And I know it's a long commitment, but I'm up for it. And I've got a comedy that I'm starting. I'm gonna take that again. I've got a comedy that I'm starting around the 1st of March. So yeah, I'm excited about that, because comedy is serious business.
It is. The most difficult genre.
Yeah.